This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. For the next 2 weeks, the United States government wants Americans to avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. That was announced yesterday by U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has details.
The president in the White House briefing room also said people should not patronize bars or restaurants and not unnecessarily socialize.
As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
As the president spoke, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 13%, its worst performance since the start of the coronavirus crisis. Asked about the plunge, Trump said markets will boom again once the pandemic passes. But he acknowledged in the meantime, the economy could go into a recession. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The main U.S. stock indexes opened higher today, a day after their biggest drop since 1987. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 298 points, or 1.5%, at the open. Moments ago, the Dow was up over 500 points. Deborah Birx, coordinator for the federal response to the virus, called on millennials to lead the charge on ABC's Good Morning America today.
Right now, we need the army of millennials out there doing everything that they can to protect themselves from getting infected, because we know a lot of their cases will be mild or asymptomatic, and making sure that they're doing every single precaution to protect their parents and grandparents.
But not all millennials were listening. With beaches on Florida's Gulf Coast near Tampa still open, at least one was full of spring breakers. Governor Ron DeSantis said he would leave beach restrictions up to individual communities. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics said Tuesday they would proceed with the torch relay on March 26 as planned, despite threats of the coronavirus. To minimize the risks, Organizing Committee CEO Toshiro Muto said all events associated with the Games, including the local government's welcoming ceremonies, will be canceled. He told reporters in Tokyo that the spectators will not attend the grand opening event in Fukushima and urged people who feel unwell to skip the actual torch relay. With fears of the corona pandemic sweeping the U.S., Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders staged virtual rallies yesterday, a day ahead of presidential nominating primary elections in four states that the former vice president is expected to win handily. Bernie is not giving up, however, in getting his message out.
We have a president who is in so many ways unfit to be president in terms of the coronavirus is making a very difficult situation even worse by undermining what the doctors and the scientists are saying.
Four states holding their primaries today include Ohio, Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. Several African governments have closed borders, restricted flights, and implemented strict quarantines meant to curb the spread of the virus. For VOA, Simon Marks reports on COVID-19's economic impact on Africa.
The United Nations says it now estimates Africa's GDP rate will fall from 3.2% to 1.8% this year. Via Hasongwe is Secretary General of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
This is going to deal a very severe blow to growth, even though the numbers of cases on the continent are quite small. Just look at that. Africa does not seem to be directly affected. But then when you go to the economics, and I think that is where the big story is for Africa, we are being severely affected.
Over the weekend, Kenya shut its borders to foreigners, while Ghana banned entry to anyone who had visited a country with the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks. South Africa, which is already in a recession, has declared a national state of emergency and banned travel to and from China, Europe, and the US. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
China expressed its strong opposition Tuesday to President Trump using the term Chinese virus to refer to the novel coronavirus that has spread to more than 150 countries around the world. China Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said Trump's language stigmatizes China. President Trump tweeted Monday, the United States will be powerfully supporting these industries like airlines and others that are particularly affected by the Chinese virus. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.